Yehoshua Perek Chaf Dalad Pasuk Chaf. So Yehoshua is explaining to the people that this intellectual rationalization of your commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while perhaps holding on to Avodah Zarah in your pocket, while not really condemning and permanently putting aside Avodah Zarah, that's not going to be good enough. Because he is a jealous God, he is a holy God, as we said in Pasuk Yud Tes. Pasuk Chaf, Kisazu as Hashem, because if you abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this key is an if, rather than because, although sometimes there's a kind of shade of because as well, for if you abandon God. Va'avadatem Elohei Nechar, and you worship foreign gods. If you do this, V'shav V'heira Lochem V'chila Eschem, then he will turn and do evil to you. Evil in terms of evil tidings. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one who does evil, who can be judged as having acted evilly, chas v'shalom, but rather he will do things to you that have evil results. V'chila eschem, and he will destroy you. As, of course, it says all across the Torah throughout the Teichacha, if we do this, then we will be destroyed. Acharei asher heitiv lachem, even after having done so much good for you, you have to absolutely and entirely reject Avodah Zarah and say that I am not going to even save it as some kind of a potential possibility for the future. You have to absolutely turn your back on it. And it is at this point that the nation makes what they call the Bris Shel Ahava, the loving covenant, the acceptance of service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is going to stand them in very good stead. Tana de Bei Eliyahu says that what happens in the next several psukim helps them for the next 300 years. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Talmud of Eliyahu, looked upon Bnei Yisrael like children in cheder, like small children who have no sins to their merit. Even when they act badly, they're not considered sinners for it. They're considered misbehaving children. All because of this Bris Shel Ahava that they are making. So this is a very huge moment for Klal Yisrael. All of Sefer Shoftim is basically covered by the fact that we do this. We will be punished on occasion. When a child misbehaves and runs astray, there is going to be punishment. But we are never treated as if we were entirely sinful. Later on in our existence, unfortunately, we're going to push and push and push to the point where this bris can no longer protect us ourselves. Pasuk Chavalef, Vayomer Ha'am El Yehoshua. And so the nation said to Yehoshua, Vayomer Ha'am, singular. So they said as a unit with one heart to Yehoshua, Lo, no, ki es Hashem na'avod. It is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are going to serve. And now we are going to re-fulfill that which happened at Shechem with Yaakov Avinu, where they put aside the foreign gods. Pasuk Chavez, Vayomer Yehoshua El Ha'am, Edim Atem Bochem. So Yehoshua said to the people, you are witnesses on yourselves. You are self-stated witnesses of what you are standing up to do. Ki atem bechartem lochem es Hashem la'avodoso. That you have chosen Hashem to serve him. Vayomeru edim. And they answered, witnesses. So this is a tremendous moment where they take to heart that which Yehoshua has told them to do. And Yehoshua, the reason that he made this kind of slightly strange statement, that you are witnesses on yourselves, is because Rashi brings down later on in the days of Yechezkel, and we're talking hundreds and hundreds of years later, Yechezkel by the Churban Bayis, which comes 400 some odd years after the Bayis is built, which is still 300, 350 years after this event. So 750, 800 years in the future, in the days of Yechezkel, the people will say, Nihiyek HaGoyim, let us be like the other Goyim. It's too heavy, this burden of being Jewish. And they are going to be reminded, wait a minute, it wasn't forced upon you. You were mekabel on yourselves that this was your commitment and that it was an eternal commitment. And not only that, when you came into Eretz Yisrael, even before that Bimei Moshe, you made these commitments and you cannot weasel out of them. Even 1,000 years afterwards, you cannot weasel out of them. So the bris bein achzorim that was made with Avraham Avinu, the bris that we have crafted, And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has crafted with us, those brisim have an eternal lifespan. and do not simply evaporate or sunset after a certain period of time. So the people agree that way. So Yeshua says, now that you've made the commitment and witnessed it, now put aside the foreign gods that are among you. A direct echo of the words of Yaakov Avinu many generations earlier. And incline your hearts, turn your hearts to the Lord, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Klal Yisrael. So this is a very big moment, a solemn moment, an epic moment in the history of the Jewish people. Like much of Sefer Yehoshua, because we don't study it on a regular basis, we forget that not all the epic moments end at the end of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Sefer Yehoshua is full of them, the crossing of the Yarden, the writing of the Torah on the giant stones, the many stories that we have told, including the stopping of the sun, and now this bris. These are all incredible epochal moments in the history of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael and in the future to come. And we're going to see there are troubled times ahead, so these moments have to stand in good stead for the Jewish people.